I was first diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome when I was about 6 or 7. Asperger's syndrome is a form of learning difficulty that, from my understanding, it's that I interpret social situations and various other situations differently to how other people would. So I would take, for example, in high school, when the joking around and banter was going on between friend groups and social groups, I always used to take it to heart. But for me, it was very, very serious, that I was very, very self-conscious about how people saw me, because I knew that I was quite different in that way, and so trying to fit in into the normal social setting was very challenging for me. It was when people made first impressions of me, when they could see that something was different, and you know how it goes, the classic story of when you're in high school, that there's always segregated groups. You have the popular people, you have the geeky people, you have the sporty people, the normal people, and basically just because those popular people, as they were called, just thought they were untouchable, and they judged every single person they saw to just pick at someone who was different. And half of the battle was going through the worst of it, and I had to go through it in terms of to learn from it. I can still remember when I was in year 8 in high school, and it was the first step into the big world, you know, that big step to high school, and I can still remember having such difficulties coping in class when groups of people were making fun of me and just targeting me out, and I just didn't know why. I had no knowledge of why on earth were they doing that. And a couple of times I just got out of the classroom and just found a place to hide and just hiding myself away, really. And a couple of times I just really broke down and had to call up my parents to just try and get me out of there. And that's just how low it went. But when people don't realise that you've got autism and they do something to upset you, then they have no idea of the emotional turmoil that people go through, because they don't understand how to interpret that view of you from another person, because you don't know how to see yourself. And I have to say, it's the worst feeling ever when you are in a group of sports people and you keep getting judged, and when you don't even have the self-confidence as a foundation, they're just adding to the negative, and it drives you into the ground. Being a sports person trying to get into elite martial arts, it's just been such a struggle to keep my head held high, knowing that I'm doing okay. But with going through college, this was now that I would have thought that these people would have had some source of maturity, but they don't. And it's really sad to see that. So some people in society don't get it. They don't know where that line is. And so at that age, you just keep digging yourself a hole and you keep putting yourself into it. I've been down at the rock bottom pit. It's not nice.